Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Boland.
Joining me today is Rebecca Hagen. We've been visiting all this week about her journey in reversing an abortion pill and led to the beautiful birth of her son, Zachariah. Rebecca, thank you for being in Nebraska and sharing your powerful testimony.
Absolutely.
What would you say to a young girl, young woman, who finds herself in a similar situation as you did just a few years ago and is considering an abortion?
I think that's a really good question. You know, from my own personal experience and from what I've heard from other young women facing an unplanned crisis pregnancy, they really are focusing on the fear aspect and all of the I can't do this. And so I would encourage her to instead focus on the fact that she is capable and she is worthy and she does deserve better than abortion. And God does not want this type of heartbreak and pain that this will likely bring to her life, because abortion isn't just a magic eraser to your problem. It actually can create lasting physical, emotional, and psychological aftermath that no one really warns you about. And I think that God wants better, not just for the baby, but for the woman. And as a believer, I would encourage her to seek wise counsel, to turn to her Bible and say, not just what does our society say about this, but what does God say about this? That's something I did not do. And so I would encourage her to seek out wise people around her and to visit a pregnancy center or talk to an organization that doesn't have any skin in the game. They're not profiting off of the decision that she makes.
We have an opportunity as believers to come alongside and give women hope that babies really are a gift, aren't they?
Absolutely.
So I invite you to listen in tomorrow as our final day with Rebecca, and we're going to ask a hot topic for her to address: my body, my choice.
Thanks for listening to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight. Find us on Facebook and Twitter to stay up to date on issues that impact your family, freedom, and life.